This is Bob Brunel, and this is Newsworthy for Tuesday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC. Some sad news. A close friend and an Oshkosh supporter, Matt Miller, has passed away at the age of 54. Matt, of course, started Irish Fest in Oshkosh and eventually moved on to Appleton. He also owned a local business. We'll have more on his passing later this week. Oshkosh police are now investigating a third possible home invasion, this one occurring Sunday. Like the other two, a woman reported finding a masked man in her bedroom. The man ran from the residence when she screamed. The man is described as about 6'2", wearing skinny jeans. The invasion happened in the 800 block of John Street. Police are reminding residents to lock their doors and windows. A new smart asset survey has some good news for the Oshkosh area. The Oshkosh-Neenah area is ranked number one in the nation for new college graduates starting a career. The study took into account the area's unemployment rate, average income for a bachelor's degree, cost of living, and percentage of population in their 20s. Lawrence, Kansas was second in the survey, while College Station, Texas was third. Another day, another bridge closure to announce. The Congress Oshkosh Avenue Bridge is closed today for annual maintenance, inspection, and cleaning. Tomorrow it's the Oregon-Jackson Bridge. The closure runs from 6 o'clock till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Page 2, the Oshkosh Police Department has two new canine units. Kaya is working the day shift, while Bronca and his handler are working evenings. Former state lawmaker Dean Cofford is looking to return to politics. The former Neenah mayor is looking at running for the new District 53 assembly seat. Cofford served in the state legislature from 1991 to 2014. And the Oshkosh Corporation Bank First Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce golf outing is coming up on the 20th of May at the Country Club. You can register right here on the website. Turning to sports. UW Oshkosh's softball team opens play in the WIAC tournament on Thursday. The Titans won the regular season and are the top seed, only two losses for the Titans during the season. That's a look at Newsworthy for Tuesday. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 21 and 41, member FDIC.